but I'm really dumb.
Yeah, really. You could have probably parlayed that.
I should have.
Yeah.
But then how would you? Like, what would I say? Like, you got to jerk me off in the seat next to you?
Yeah, now she's obligated you to owe do me? Something. Yeah.
I could never bring that to management. Like, Scott, look, she said she would jerk me off, and I got her in, and she didn't.
And then I got nothing.
I would never win that argument.
No, probably not. It was, I'll tell you, I'm not a Springsteen fan. I think I let people know that over the years. Never saw Bruce live. And seeing him Friday, I'm not a fan. Like, I'm not going to go out there and start buying up his albums. But I do have a newfound respect for the guy. He puts on a really good show. His fans love him. And he sounds and looks great on stage.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
It was a great show. I would buy that new record. I didn't know a lot of the songs on it, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, still, yeah.
He's so good on stage. I get why people like him a lot.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell why he has that fanatical Roland type fan base. Roland was great, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He is such a fanboy.
Roland was in the third row.
Yeah.
They took care of him. The company took great care of him. They put him in the third row.
Yeah, they shit on us, but they took care of
him. Roland had better seats than Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He had better seats than Michael J. Fox.
Yep.
Scarlett Johansson. There's a lot of celebrities there.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas. Roland, Ben Stiller. Roland had better seats than any of them.
Than anybody. Yeah, he was right there.
They took good care of him.
His Instagram, he put some pictures up, and he's right there on the stage. So, yeah, Roland had amazing seats. How did he get those after the whole thing with him even getting tickets was, I don't think I'm going to be getting tickets. I don't know. And then they give him the best tickets they have.
They took good care of him.
Yeah.
And it was great to watch during the show because Springsteen comes out into the audience.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
That was so cool. He came out, he would go like four or five rows deep.
Yeah, yeah.
And then walk in through the seats, then just stop in the middle of the venue and just fucking sing. It was awesome.
I wonder how often he really does that, though, if it's not a celebrity-filled show at the Apollo.
Probably not as often. He probably can't get away with that. I mean, he went to the top balcony of the Apollo. He came out like you could from downstairs. We could look up and see him. Then he went above where we couldn't see him.
Yeah, up on the mezzanine, the balcony up there. And then, he was kind of climbing up and down ladders and jumping on the stage. And the guy's what, 62?
62.
That's fucking amazing.
He came out up to where we were. I was sitting next to Aunt and Melissa and the woman who, my de facto date.
Your ticket.
Who was very nice. And Springsteen came right out to where we were. I didn't think I got the picture. I just kind of ducked. I was doing all the whole take my own picture with the camera fucking shots.
Yeah.
And I got a picture of me with Springsteen right behind me fucking jamming on the guitar. He was like in the aisle at the Apollo. It was great.
Yeah, I screwed up. With one of those shots, I had the camera set where it was taking a picture of me, and Bruce was like right in front of me, and I went to roll the video, and I have video of me just kind of looking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an idiot. Were people bitching that there weren't a lot of Bruce fans there? Is that what it was? It was like, I read on Twitter a lot of people were like, how many actual Bruce fans got to go?
That fucking
fans. The place was rocking.
It
people
was on
loved it.
Fire, man. That yeah. And the celebrities that were there were fans. Fucking, yeah. I know, because I got pictures of all of them.
Of course you did.
I annoyed everybody who came in the door.
Yeah. That was great when I finally hook up with Jimmy at the seats and you started showing me who you have, who you got. Look who I got. I was like, who'd you get? Well, wait, let me show you. Jimmy can't just tell me.
No, I couldn't.
He had to show me.
He has to unfurl.
And, are you still bumming about your Michael Douglas picture, though?
No. Yeah. I wasn't bumming even then about it. And the Hanks one. Because I had to hold the camera and point, and I'm such a shrimp that when I took the Hanks picture and the Michael Douglas picture, like, the very tops of their heads got cut off.
Yeah.
But it doesn't. People who looked at it, nobody noticed. I noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like everybody knows it's Tom Hanks and it's Michael Douglas. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So no, I'm not that bummed about it because literally I was talking to this guy who is this New York City cop who's just kind of breaking everybody's balls when they walked in. But he's like a big fucking burly cop. He didn't give a fuck. He wasn't in uniform, but he's like one of those guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, hey, Detective Gadget. You know, a guy with a suit, you know, just like one of those dudes.
Oh.